This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hey, my name is Lauren and you are listening to Live, Laugh, Lore with Lauren on ORFM Youth Zone. Hello and welcome to Live, Laugh, Lore with Lauren. I hope you are having a fabulous Friday. This week has been a hectic week for me. Exam season is approaching, so I'm starting to actually put my head down and work, which I think my parents who will be listening will be surprised to hear that. But not only is it exam season, it is flat hunting season. Now, if you know anything about North Dunedin, or Dunedin in general, you will know that flat hunting in North Dunedin is a pretty unique experience. To be fair, I've only ever actually experienced the rental market in North Dunedin, but from what I've heard, it's very different from any other kind of student market in the country, or, you know, any sort of rental market anywhere in the country. I mean, to begin with, if you're in your first year, it's pretty typical for you to start flat hunting, you know, looking for your first flat for second year, by April. For the following year, you start looking for your flat by April, which is crazy. In fact, last year when I was living in that Castle Street area, I had first years knocking on my door in March, which is just ridiculous because, honestly, at that point I hadn't even lived in there for a month and there are already people knocking on my door curious to move in. Like, I haven't even lived here yet. Give me a minute. But I just think it's crazy because university starts at the end of February and people are looking to sign flats either with a group of people they've spent, you know, less than a month getting to know in their halls or whatever, or they're sticking with their high school friends. And I just feel like that just defeats the whole purpose of going to university. And you know what I mean? By the end of it, your first 3 months at uni and the rest of your 2 years, like, defines the rest of your 2 years, really, because you're with that group for the first 2 years of your university experience. It's just crazy. It really took me by surprise when I first heard about just how much it works down here. It was actually really, it's quite a stressful time, really. And I remember being quite caught out by it all and feeling, you know, sort of quite overwhelmed. I mean, in second year, things sort of relax a little bit. Although we still signed our flat that I'm living in this year by June last year. And, you know, we moved in February, but we signed our flat June the year before, and we were looking in May. So it's pretty hectic, just to give you a bit of context behind that there. Anyway, so I knew it was this time of year when I was awoken on a dusty Sunday morning recently, the knock on my front door, and it was our first group of the year asking to have a look at our flat. Now, again, Dunedin is very different from other places in the sense that you have to door knock in order to sort of secure a flat and get the details of how to sign a flat. And it's really weird because I remember mentioning the idea to my brother when I first heard that's what's done down here, and he studied in Christchurch at the time. And I remember him saying he would be really weirded out if people knocked on his door. But in Dunedin, it's totally normal. But I think it just goes to show how hectic the flatting market is down here. And just a little FYI, if you are in your first year or you're thinking of door knocking on flats whatsoever, please don't door knock on flats on a Sunday morning. No one's going to enjoy it. You're going to see a flat that's a total mess, and the people living in it are not going to be in the mood to show you around. Just a little fun tip for today. Anyways, but today I wanted to talk about all things tenancy related. I guess, you know, we could call this episode Live, Laugh, Landlord, if you will. But the government has recently changed the rules for fixed-term tenancies entered into after the 11th of February 2021. Now, fixed term tenancies are just tenancies that have an end date. So for most students in Dunedin, that will be the case. In fact, most of our tenancies run from the 1st of January to the 31st of December, which, again, is another reason why flatting in Dunedin is so weird and doesn't make any sense. Like, we all sort of know that the majority of the students that come down to Dunedin are from out of town, right? We're not based in Dunedin. So we go home for the summer after we've finished our exams. And exams finish in November, end of November, mid-November. So there's like 2 months, maybe even 3 months, where we're paying for rent in an unoccupied property. And the landlords know that too. Like, I don't know, it's crazy. And like, not to mention, when you're moving flats, the landlords don't let you keep your furniture in the flat. So you have to like pay for storage and that sort of thing. It's absolutely crazy for me to, I can't understand it whatsoever. I mean, I understand once you're not paying rent, you probably shouldn't. But if you can organize and, you know, a deal with the other people moving in, it should be totally fine. I don't know. But look, you're paying rent, you can keep your furniture in the flat basically until the 31st of December. So if you want to move your stuff on New Year's Eve, you can do that. And honestly, I'd be tempted to give it a go because I don't think the landlords would know what to expect because they expect you to not be in the property for a solid month. I mean, I just think it would be hilarious to switch over at 11:59 at night on New Year's Eve. No one's going to do it though, are they? I mean, look, it's an easy way to get 12 months worth of income, right? So I get it. But like, even if they just change the dates to like starting and ending on like the 30th of November, they would still get a full 12 months rent and it would be way easier on us as tenants because we would be able to move our stuff into the next flat while we are still actually in the city. I don't know. I don't understand it. Anyways, my mates in Christchurch hadn't even started looking for a flat until February this year. And as soon as they found it, they moved in the next week. So it can be a really relaxed process. And I think this new change by the government for the fixed term tenancies is kind of attempting to make it more relaxed throughout the country. But like, even this week, you know, I was saying it's a hectic week, we've had pressure from our landlord asking whether or not we are intending to re-sign our flat. You know, and I don't know. So what I thought I'd do is I'd explain what this new law change is, and then I'd explain how it applies in a flatting context for your typical North Dunedin resident student. So basically, the new law means that at the end of your fixed term tenancy, so that's the 31st of December typically, unless the tenant gives 28 days notice, it automatically becomes what is called a periodic tenancy. So a periodic tenancy, this is all a lot of legal jargon, but it makes sense, I swear. Periodic tenancy is one that has no end date. So basically it runs indefinitely unless either landlord or the tenant gives notice. And notice differs for landlord and tenant, depending on what the circumstances are. So to be clear, if you are currently in a flat like myself and have people door knocking to see if they can sign your flat for next year, do not feel any pressure. If your lease, like most of North Dunedin, ends on the 31st of December, you do not need to decide whether or not you are staying on until the 3rd of December. And even if you are intending on staying on, you don't actually have to say anything at all. It automatically becomes a periodic tenancy. So it's assumed, it's legally assumed if you don't say anything that it turns into a periodic tenancy. Now, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that because it would probably be a good idea to communicate with your landlord just for the sake of, you know, having good communication and getting good references and that sort of thing. But essentially, anyone door knocking in this time of year could potentially be wasting their time. unless the current tenants are feeling really nice, which of course I was that day they came through our flat, even though it was a dusty Sunday. We decided to let them know we probably wouldn't be re-signing, and we gave them our landlord's contact details, which was very generous of us considering the law now. actually, to be fair, it probably contributed to the ever-stressful circle of the rental environment in North Dunedin. It probably didn't help much at all, because now those girls are going to go back to their friends and say, oh, we've got landlord's details, we're looking for a flat, and then everybody starts panicking. And you don't. You can just chill, because there's going to be a whole bunch of flats that become available now in December, once people actually decide. And, you know, it's really useful for people my age, because we're in our third year, and a lot of people, I mean, obviously for me, law obviously is a bit of a longer degree, but a lot of people graduate at the end of their third year. And so a lot of my flatmates are still deciding what they want to do. Like, you know, some people are considering going to Australia, or, you know, going on an OE or something like that. And or are they going to do their masters? So, and it's not really fair to have to decide that when you're not even halfway through your degree yet. Well, not halfway through the end of the year. Yeah, you've already finished halfway through your degree. But, you know, I just think, yeah, it works really well for that. But, you know, it's interesting. And before coming here today, I was trying to figure out who this all benefits. Like, because if you think about it, what's the actual difference now between a fixed term and a periodic tenancy? Like, either one, you've got to give 28 days notice to get out of. So I was trying to think, like, how, what's the difference now? And I'm hoping you guys might be thinking that too, because it all does sound a little bit complicated. And to me, it seems like landlords would prefer fixed term tenancies, because then it is guaranteed that they'll have income from your rent for a specific and certain period of time. Whereas with a periodic tenancy, it could end at any month with 28 days notice to find someone new. But for us tenants and students, I mean, it's a pretty good deal. We aren't legally required to make a decision about our plans, just as I said before, until the 3rd of December. And if we decide to stay on, we can do so indefinitely. And we can leave whenever we want, with just as long as we give 28 days notice. Now, that being said, there are a few reasons that a landlord can end a periodic tenancy with notice, but they are a lot stricter on landlords, which is great. So a landlord can give you 90 days notice if the property is going to be sold, if significant renovations are planned, so it wouldn't be practical to have you living in the house while that's happening, or if the property is going to be demolished. Additionally, they can give you 63 days notice if the landlord, the landlord's family, or landlord's employee is going to move in. Now, these are pretty specific reasons, and if we're being real, how likely is it that these things are actually going to happen? Like, I mean, as much as some of the flats in Dunedin deserve to be demolished because of the condition they are in, I mean, it's pretty unlikely that that will happen. Renovations would be nice. So look, that's probably a good thing, but let's be real. Do you think most of the landlords in Dunedin would actually ever want to live in some of these properties? I mean, our flat is an 1800s flat. So look, there's a lot of things wrong with it. The amount of times we've had issues and our landlord has just been like, oh yeah, but can it wait until the end of the year to fix? Like, is it livable? Honestly, like, I'd love for him to give it a go. Like, I'd just love to see some of the North Dunedin landlords move into these flats. It'd be a true awakening, I reckon. Look, and now another important thing to remember about all this is that the law, what I've just outlined before, cannot be what we call contracted out of. So even if you sign a contract with a landlord and it says, you know, both the landlord and the tenant agree that the tenancy will end at this date and not roll into a periodic tenancy, like, they can say that all they want in the contract, but that is not the law. And a court will find that sort of clause in a contract invalid. and it won't be enforceable. So look, everything I said and everything I outlined just then, that's the law. So do not let any landlord gaslight you, okay? Do not let it happen. And it's so easy to let it happen. Happens to us all the time. And you know what your obligations are. 28 days, 3rd of December, that's all you got to know. And anyone who is looking for a flat, do not pressure anyone. Just take your time, get a good look around, and enjoy your first year.
It's time for our legal word of the day. Increase your vocabulary, but most importantly, impress your friends. Listen up, it's time to live, laugh, law.
So today we have got two words again, but we are focusing on the first word. So the word is, words are, I should say, equitable leases. Now, everyone knows what a lease is, but do we know what an equitable lease is? So essentially, a standard lease, according to Section 24 of the Property Law Act, must be written down and signed. That's pretty basic, right? Like that happens most of the time. But an equitable lease refers to what we call the doctrine of part performance. So sometimes a lease does not necessarily have to be written and signed. So Section 26 of the Property Law Act, also known as the PLA, says that if it is part performed, you could have what is called an equitable lease. So how it works is essentially you will be maybe able to enforce a verbal agreement if you have done something that demonstrates you are performing that contract. So like if you can show that there has been a part performance of the rental agreement, that could be on. So an example of this could be like paying your bond, or if you can prove you've already started paying rent, you could argue that you have an equitable lease. Now, this is an important thing, right? Because having a lease gives you rights. And if someone is trying to say that you don't have a lease, you could lose important rights that you thought you were entitled to. So, I mean, the most significant one that we get taught about in our second year property law classes is that a lease gives you exclusive possession. So exclusive possession is basically like what the landlord is respecting when they text you before organizing an inspection or a viewing. So legally, a landlord has to give you notice if they are planning on entering the property. Even if they're getting like a lawnmower or, you know, anything like that, work done, renovation, you know, fixing the toilet, something like that, they have to give the tenant notice because the tenant has exclusive possession, not the landlord, which is really interesting, right? And it's a pretty important right to have and to be able to prove. I mean, exclusive possession is a key element in suing someone in trespass. So you can't sue someone for trespassing if you don't have exclusive possession of the land. And I think a lot of people are generally surprised when I explain that to them. Like, just because you don't necessarily own the property doesn't mean you don't have rights. So we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago with Neve, right? Because when we lived together, we used to have parties and people who weren't invited would just blatantly come inside. And one time we even saw a group of men try and take our friend's purse. Now, we talked about it later and I remember explaining it to the girls. They sort of just assumed, we didn't own the property, so we couldn't like legally do anything about this. But actually, because of our lease agreement, we had exclusive possession. So in theory, we could have sued those guys for trespass. Now, I mean, we don't actually have the funds for that. But factually and legally, that was trespassing. And there's a whole lot of cases that sort of deal with that concept. And it's really interesting. I mean, often people will try and prove that you're just a licensee, which means you don't have exclusive possession because you don't have a lease. And there's a lot of technicalities behind that, a lot of cases around it. But when with an equitable lease, if you know that doctrine of part performance, that's kind of a useful thing to know. And I mean, I remember in when was that? It must have been June. Yeah, June last year. Our landlord accidentally signed our flat twice to two people, which was ridiculous. But we had a verbal agreement and we had paid our bond. So if it got complicated, luckily for him, he did end up giving it to us because we were first in and the other group was happy to miss out. But if it had gone further, you know, we had paid our bond, we had exercised our part of the verbal agreement, we had an equitable lease in theory at that time. I mean, I hadn't tested it in a court of law, but based on what, you know, the definition is that we're taught, it sounds right, right? So look, now you know the meaning of an equitable lease. Sometimes it doesn't need to be written down and signed to be enforceable and to ensure you have exclusive possession. So long as you have part performed the agreement, you could prove you have an equitable lease. Anyways, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you learned something. I hope you found it interesting and useful. Look, most people do enter into a lease agreement in their life. I mean, especially now with the cost of houses, cost of living crisis. I mean, most people are in the rental market, right? And especially students. So look, it's important to know your rights. And with this new law, I think it could be really beneficial to students. So get to know it. Get to know the Property Law Act. And I hope this has helped you guys. Thanks so much, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining me today on Live, Laugh, Law with Lauren. I hope you've learned something, loved it, and maybe even laughed. See you next time.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.